1 Samuel chapter 15. Samuel also said to Shaul, Yahweh sent me to anoint you to be king over his people, over Israel. Now for this reason, listen you to the voice of the words of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him along the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, oxen, sheep, camel, and donkey. And Shaul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Yehuda. And Shaul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Shaul said to the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt, and so the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Shaul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until you come to Shur, that is, next to Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Shaul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they did destroy utterly. Then the word of Yahweh came to Samuel, saying, It repents me that I've set up Shaul to be king, because he's turned back from following me, and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried to Yahweh all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Shaul in the morning, it was told to Samuel, saying, Shaul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Shaul, and Shaul said to him, Blessed are you of Yahweh. I have performed the commandment of Yahweh. And Samuel said, What does it mean, then, that this bleating of the sheep is in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen, which I hear? And Shaul said, They've brought them from the Amalekites, because the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice to Yahweh, your Elohim, and the rest we've utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Shaul, Stay, and I will tell you what Yahweh has said to me this night. And he said to him, Stay on. And Samuel said, When you were little in your own sight, were you not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and Yahweh anointed you king over Israel? And Yahweh sent you on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they're consumed. For what reason, then, did you not obey the voice of Yahweh, but did fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of Yahweh? And Shaul said to Samuel, Yes, I've obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have utterly been destroyed, to sacrifice to Yahweh your Elohim in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Has Yahweh great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Understand, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And because you've rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected you from being king. And Shaul said to Samuel, I have sinned, because I've transgressed the commandment of Yahweh, and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, for this reason, I ask of you, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, so that I might worship Yahweh. And Samuel said to Shaul, I will not return with you, for you've rejected the word of Yahweh, and Yahweh has rejected you from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned around to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it tore. And Samuel said to him, Yahweh has torn the kingdom of Israel from you this day, and has given it to a neighbor of yours that is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. And then he said, I've sinned. Yet honor me now, I ask of you, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, so that I might worship Yahweh your Elohim. And so Samuel turned again after Shaul, and Shaul worshipped Yahweh. And then Samuel said, Bring you here to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came to him delicately. And Agag said, "Surely the bitterness of death is past." And Samuel said, "As your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women." And Samuel cut Agag in pieces in front of Yahweh in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Shaul went up to his house to Gibeah of Shaul. And Samuel came no more to see Shaul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Shaul, and Yahweh repented that he had made Shaul king over Israel. End of chapter.